Good morning. Welcome to Cuckoo Bananas. That first track we heard was Jean-Jacques Perry. And could you figure out what that sound was? If you listened to the show a few weeks ago, we gave you a big hint. Rowan, what's the episode theme for today?
Trains 2.
Trains.
And there's going to be a third too.
We might blow through most of the train songs today, I'm hoping. If I don't get too chatty. But you know me. Get me on a microphone.
And me.
And Ollie. Hey, Ollie, why don't you say hi to the people? All right. Maybe later. Yeah, that song was called Cartoon Express Railway. And it did sound cartoony, didn't it? Jean-Jacques Perry and Daniel Longuin. And Jean-Jacques Perry was one of the first guys ever in music to use samples. And it was so long ago that computers didn't even exist when he started sampling. He was using tape, magnetic tape. Rowan, you've seen like little cassette tapes, right,
mm-hmm.
before at home? You know, and inside they have that rolled up tape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way that they put the music on that tape is with magnetism.
So basically a song is a magnet.
Yeah, a song is like a series of magnetic data. I have no idea how it works.
Mm.
It's magic. So what Jean would do is he would take that tape and record sounds onto it, and then like take some scissors and cut the tape up. So if he had a dog bark, he would find out where the dog bark was on the tape and then cut it out, and then use some sticky tape to tape back together all the different sounds into beats and funny sounds. And sometimes he would, you know, flip them backwards and had all sorts of tricks up his sleeve. Nowadays, we would just use a computer to do all that, but 60 years ago, 70 years ago, you had to use tape. I guess you could use records, too. I don't know if anybody thought of that 70 years ago. So, hey, Ollie, do you want to come announce what the next song is going to be?
So in 1948, they'd have to use tape.
Mm-hmm. Doing some math.
Super Train.
Super Train.
Super Train. Too loud.
Too loud, yeah. Here, I'll turn you down a bit so you can be as loud as you want. Yeah, you guys know what an adjective is?
Uh-huh.
No, you don't. Do you? What an adjective is?
Uh-huh.
If I say super train, and train is a noun, what's the adjective?
Train.
No, train is the noun. We got to practice this. We're going back to school.
Adjective.
Super is an adjective, yeah. So I could say super Ollie. I could say super Rowan. I could say quiet Rowan. We're going to listen to a bunch of train songs.
Which would be bad for my health right now.
Yeah, well, that's right. You're a radio disc jockey, a radio DJ. You got to talk, right?
Yeah.
But you don't need to make little sounds into the microphone while I'm talking. So let's go down the list, Rowan, of train songs that we're going to put up here with all these different adjectives in front of them. Ollie told us we got Super Train. After that is what?
Soul Train, which the adjective is soul.
Yeah.
And Friendship Train, the adjective is friendship. Happiness Train, happiness. Choo Choo Charlie, choo choo. Track and love train.
Okay.
Track and love.
Yeah.
On a train going west.
Oh.
On.
Yep. You went too far. That's not an adjective.
It's
we got a super train coming up and a soul train coming up. These are electronic songs. And then so that should get your toes tapping. If you feel the urge, get up and dance. It's Sunday morning. No excuses. Unless you're listening in Winnipeg and then it's Saturday morning. Either day, great day for dancing. And then we're going to keep your body warmed up with some more dance tunes after the Super Train and the Soul Train on this Trains edition of Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour. Tweet, tweet.
Thank you.
down, down, chicka down, chicka down, chicka down, down.
Embarrassing.
Welcome back. That was The Soul Train from Jingles 2. A really great collection of library music.
Well, I sure want to know Jingles 1.
Yeah, I've never heard Jingles 1. I should try and find it.
Jingles 1.
If Jingles 2 sounds that great, Jingles 1 must be awesome. And then Supertrain by Wolfgang Stedel. From
Wolfgang Stedel.
From the album Energy.
Wow.
What's next, Ron?
Friendship Train.
Mm-hmm. The Friendship Train. I think this song was first recorded by Gladys Knight. And if you listen to the words, it talks about how the world would be a better place if people were friends, if all people were friends with each other, right?
Opposite. The world would be a better place if there were Ewoks.
Too random. I'm trying to talk about something serious over here. Friendship.
It's not too random. Almost the same style.
Do you agree, Ollie?
No.
No? Okay. I'm alone on this one. I believe that the world would be a better place if people were friendly towards each other.
Yeah.
You don't need to be best friends, but you need to know that everyone is a potential friend, right?
If he knows what that means.
So this, we're going to hear the Temptations do a version of Friendship Train. This is from their album Psychedelic Soul, and it's a long one, but it's got a great groove to it, so you can dance to it. And then we're going to jump off the friendship train and get on board the happiness train. And this song is sung by bears. Sugar bears.
Dramatic, jumping from one train to another.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to wait till it stops first, and then we'll just
jump onto
one.
The speeding train.
No. Let's be safe about this.
Maybe and fall off.
We'll hop on the caboose. How about that? Of the happiness train.
And then lose your grip.
Have you guys ever seen the cereal Sugar Bears?
Cereal Sugar Bears. No.
No? Okay. Well, anyways, the Sugar Bear from the Sugar Bear cereal started a band, and this is one of the songs from his album. And then, because we're listening to serial music, we'll hear a commercial after that.
Mm-hmm. No. I hate commercials.
Speaking of dramatic, jeez.
I didn't even hear you speaking of dramatic.
You were earlier.
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't you.
All right, you guys got your bags? You got your suitcase?
No, I don't got any bags.
You got your train ticket?
Yes. I got a piece of paper.
You ready to play along? All right, let's hop aboard the friendship train with the Temptations on Cuckoo Bananas.
Come on. Do you want to take a ride with me, y'all? Well, come on. Yeah. Give me a little piano now. Good girl. Sounding good. Oh, yeah. Do you feel it?
Do you feel
oh, yeah. Come on, guitar.
Do you feel
yeah.
It?
Do you feel it?
Do you feel
all right.
It?
Give me the tambourine.
Do you feel
yeah.
It?
Let me hear you now.
Woo. Do you feel
good girl.
It?
Do you want to ride?
Nation.
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 Listen. You look like people or who you are. If your heart is in the right place, talking about the right place, you're welcome aboard. Good God. This train stands for justice. Huh. This train stands for freedom. This train stands for harmony and peace. This train stands for love, love, love. Huh. So come on. I know you want to ride with me, people. Oh, I'm talking about the friendship train. Everybody shake a hand, shake a hand. I'm talking about the friendship train. Everybody shake a hand, make a friend. So come on. Come on. Train. Yeah, listen, we're doing our thing on the friendship train. Huh? Listen to me, people. Harmony is the key, my sisters and brothers. Oh, yeah. Listen now. Harmony is the key, my sisters and brothers. Everybody help me sing it now. Harmony is the key. My sister and brothers. We'll be right back.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really ring the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
Yum. He used candy to make his train run. That's an easy way to make a lot of friends.
Commercial.
I don't know that they still sell Good and Plenty chocolate bars anyway, so it's not a conflict. That's a sure is a catchy little commercial, though.
Love my Good and Plenty.
You like chocolate, Ollie?
No. Well, that's...
Fun fact, DJ Ollie is the one child that does not enjoy chocolate. If there are any other children out there who don't like chocolate, why don't you send us an email and tell us all about it. Our email address is cuckoobananas@gmail.com. And you spell coo with a K. K-O-O. Or you could ask your parents to visit our Facebook page, where we post things sometimes, and sometimes we'll give you warnings about new episodes coming up.
You know, you need to be like at least 20 to send an email.
To send an email?
Yeah.
Oh, I think anyone can send an email.
Unless you don't know how to write.
I don't know about Facebook, though. That's a good question. How old do you have to be?
20.
To have a Facebook account.
20.
I don't think so.
20.
I definitely think it's less than 20. Yeah.
Do you believe
Oh, Ollie, do you have a drawing challenge for the listeners at home today?
Maybe.
What kind of a drawing should they do related to trains for this episode?
I do not know.
Think about it. What would be a cool train drawing?
Oh, I know. Chocolate train.
Oh. Chocolate train. That's a good idea.
Or you could draw Choo Choo Charlie what you think he is.
Oh, yeah. Like. That's a good idea. What does Choo Choo Charlie look like?
He looks like a train.
Or what would a candy or what would a train look like that runs on candy?
Or made of candy.
Or made of candy. These are all great drawing ideas.
Okay, you can draw anything, like, you can draw any train made of candy.
Okay, any train made of candy. And if you do, you could send it to our email address.
Anyway.
Or our Facebook page. That would be cool. Also, if you have good ideas for, like, theme shows that we should do in the future, please let us know. That would be good to know. Now, the last song we heard was sung by bears, a band made out of bears. So why don't we hear from a band made of grasshoppers?
Not actually made of bears?
Hey, come on. Let's let the listeners dream.
Well, they wouldn't be listening to this at night.
You can dream all day long. You can be a daydream believer.
Daydreamer.
Yeah, and... What would you call a band made out of grasshoppers?
I think I would call the Grasshoppers.
Hey, great name. We're going to hear the Grasshoppers doing a song called On a Train Going West. And the train sound in this song is made by a slide guitar. Or a lap steel guitar. Have you guys ever seen a guitar that lies down flat on a table? And then...
Is it like a double?
Sometimes it's a double, yeah. Sometimes it's a single. And the guitar player uses this heavy metal bar on it to go over the strings. So we're going to hear two train songs that use that lap pedal steel guitar sound to make train sounds. The second one is by Speedy West, one of my favorites of all time. Anytime we can play Speedy West on this show, we're going to play it because he was great. And we'll hear his friend Jimmy Bryant, too.
Okay, who's best? Let's see whose train sounds best. You go first.
Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. All three of us?
No, you go first, then I go, then I'll go.
Okay. I need to use the microphone. Okay, Rowan, you go.
How am I gonna compete?
You can do it. This was your idea. Whoa, yours was going fast. Okay, Ollie, what you got? Let's hear it.
Choo choo.
Come on. Choo choo, that's all you got? At least throw a chugga chugga in there.
Chugga chugga.
Chugga chugga.
And chugga chugga.
We've been every place that you can think about. Some were just okay and some we shout about. But in all our troubles, this appears to be best. It's a happening that's really very new. Something we have waited years and years to do. And we finally made it on a train going west. Take a listen to the clicky, clicky, clack. As the wheels are grooving right along the track. Don't you think it's time we all agree to confess that of all the places we have ever been, all the many situations we've been in, there is nothing like a ride on a train going west. Places we have ever been, all the many situations we've been in, there is nothing like a ride on a train going west. There is nothing like a ride on a train going west.
You just heard one of my favorite songs, Railroadin' by Speedy West. And Rowan got a good idea during those two songs. Maybe we could use the computer keyboard to sound like a train.
When it's off, so it doesn't do a bunch of gobbledygook on it.
Good point. Actually, I'll give you a little behind-the-scenes fact. This morning, the keyboard's not working anyways, so...
Yeah.
It's become a sound effect device. Let's see what a keyboard sounds like imitating a train. Ooh, that did sound pretty good. You should have had your headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could hear it in real life.
Yeah.
So the song we heard before that was called On a Train Going West. Now, guys, imagine a map of Canada in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Yep.
Okay. Do you know your east and your west?
Yep.
If we were going on a train going west, where would we be going towards? You can't point on the radio. They can't see your finger.
We would be going west, cause
yeah. So, what kind of cities or provinces would we see if we were on a train going west?
My map doesn't have any cities or provinces.
Oh, geez, it's a topographical map.
Yep, it only has colors.
Okay.
And Canada's always purple.
Well, which which mountain would we hit?
We'd hit mountain or. We'd hit Mount Everest?
No.
Is that south?
Well, Mount Everest is the other side of the world. You could go east or west. I'm talking about in Canada, though.
Oh!
Do you have a...
Oh, you'd hit Guelph.
No, we'd be starting in Guelph.
Then we'd hit Toronto.
Ah, good guess, but that's a good example. Toronto is east. So if we're on a train going west, well, we'd probably go up north first, right? To get around those Great Lakes.
Yeah, but I don't know which city's west.
You were just west last week. Where were you?
Winnipeg.
Yeah, Winnipeg is west from west of here.
Edmonton.
And if you kept going west, you could go see your uncles. Where would that be?
I don't know.
Where do your uncles live? Which province?
They live in... I don't know.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. Aurelia.
Oh.
Oh, BC.
Yeah, BC. That's right. And if we were on a train, we would have to go through the Rocky Mountains to get to the coast of BC. To see Uncle Adam. And who knows where Uncle Gordy is right now. Might be fighting a forest fire.
Definitely.
If you're listening and you're fighting a forest fire at the same time. Hi.
There's 0.1% chance that will happen.
Yeah, true, true. And Uncle Kent is west of here too. You know how I remember north, east, south, and west?
South is that way, north is that way, west is that way, east is that way.
Yeah, but there's a handy little memory device for remembering N-E-S-W.
Ooh!
You want to hear it?
Sure.
Never eat soggy wieners. Mm. North, east, south, west. So we could, they could have named the song On a Train Going Wieners. No, not funny. Okay. Now, songwriters sometimes use trains as part of the lyrics when they want to sing love songs about a girl. So this next set of songs is about love. And trains.
Speedy West on a train going west.
We're going to hear A Little Train Number by Kenny Everett.
Right now?
We're going to hear another great song that I really like called The Train.
I'm finally back.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, he just got eaten by a monster, so he just got vomited.
By the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. And then we're going to hear a classic song by that band that you guys like, The Monkees. They wrote a song called Last Train to Clarksville. But we're actually going to hear a cover of it by a band called The Damnation of Adam Blessing. Woo! Some lovey-dovey train songs.
My name in Pochi is David.
Bananas.
Cuckoo bananas, actually.
Thank you.
I sit on a Sunday afternoon on Birmingham Station, watching British Rail pass painlessly through the heart of Britain. I sit on a Sunday afternoon on Birmingham Station, watching British Rail pass painlessly through the heart of Britain. Occasionally
The Last Train of Clarksville by the Damnation of Adam Blessing. We're almost out of time again. And I think we plowed through most of our other train songs. We got three more left, but it's only 5 minutes worth of Muzak. So let's hop on it. Do you want to hear another commercial?
No!
Let's hear a commercial now for kids' sweet Kool-Aid type of drink called Funny Face, okay? We're going to hear Choo Choo Cherry singing. And then we're going to hear some Canadian content, some Canadian garage rock. The First Train Home by Dee and the Yeoman. And then the last song for today is Railway Jimmy by Barnaby Rudge. Thank you for joining us on this rail ride.
Actually, it is 5 minutes and...
Monster keeps swallowing me.
Wait, 5 minutes and...
Well, we only have 5 minutes left, so by the time you do this math equation...
Seven.
It's actually 4 minutes... Oh, 5 minutes and... Yeah, 5 minutes and 7 seconds. You're right.
Daddy, did you bring a towel? I need to dry off. With
the monster slime?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Are we doing are we doing monsters next episode?
No. It's train three. Maybe.
Maybe. I better look through my collection here. We could do monsters, though. Halloween's coming up.
All right.
Thanks for joining us today on the second edition of Trains on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour on CFRU in Guelph and UMFM in Winnipeg.
Hey, look over there behind that thistle. It's Choo Choo Cherry tooting his whistle.
When I'm down around the roundhouse, you will know. 'Cause the sound you hear is my whistle that I blow. All I do is lift my hat, and a sound comes out like that. That's the choo-choo cherry way to say hello. Hello? Hello?
Baby, if you knew what you're doing to me, you wouldn't stay away. You'd come running to me. You take the first train home tonight. I love me till the morning light. You take the first train home and treat me right. Baby, if you knew what I'm thinking of doing, you'd be on that train. Wouldn't drive me to ruin. You take the first train home. Till the morning lights, you take the first train home and treat me right.
Whistle. driver gives a shout. Now he's going home where he's all alone, putting on the tea. Going late to bed, laying down his head, questions in his mind, answers he can't find. Railway Jimmy pulls a lever, changing signals red to green, boiling wheels and mending engines, making sure the platform's clean. Shining up his shoes, cover up the holes where the years have been. Working till it's late, never gets a break, doesn't ask for much, nothing much to take. Now another day, same old things to say, does it get him down? Money's not so high, not enough to buy all the things he wants, is he satisfied? Railway Jimmy blows his whistle, watching as the train goes out. Railway Jimmy waves his flag and sees the driver gives a shout. Pulls a lever, changing signals red to green.